tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cooking for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Today, let's talk about liver dumpling soup, or the German word would be Leberknödelsuppe. Leberknödelsuppe, liver dumpling soup. This soup is a mainstay of Austrian cooking throughout all seasons of the year and is featured from the most posh restaurants to modest inns to smoke blackened farm fireplaces. As presented locally, it's definitely a first course and only a precursor to the more substantial main meal. I've enjoyed it as such, but on occasion I was so hungry that I literally ladled it down without worrying about what came next on the menu. Thinking back over the years, I suspect this was the case one very cold March day in the hill country west of Vienna in Austria, the opening day of fly fishing for trout season. Snow threatened, but I was so obsessed with getting to the stream that I paid no attention to black clouds forming on the horizon. I booked at an old inn deep in the Kleine Erlauf River Valley west of Vienna, assembled my fly rod, and considered that choice facing all fly fishermen when they stride forth in challenging weather. Fish downstream with artificial nymphs, or upstream casting dry flies. I could see no surface rise forms, so downstream nymph casting it was going to be. Surprisingly, trout began to hit my nymph, and I caught several, which I returned to the stream. Rain began to fall, but I kept working downstream into a deep gorge with the river boiling down into deep pools. Then the rain turned to snow. No more strikes, but I wanted to cast into one large pool. Overly aggressive, I slipped and jammed a wood thorn branch through my wading boot. Cold water poured in. The sky was getting dark. Enough was enough, and soaked and hungry, I limped back to the inn. Looking back, I'm certain that the first course served in the inn was hot, succulent Leberknödelsuppe. Ideal after a cold, wet, snowy, wonderfully perfect day. Here are the ingredients and the preparation for Leberknödel soup. 3 dry rolls, 1/2 cup milk, 2 eggs, bread crumbs, 1 yellow onion, 4 slices of beef liver, 4 beef bouillon cubes, vegetable oil, salt, black pepper, fresh chopped parsley. Preparation time, 45 minutes. Cooking time, total 30 minutes. This would serve about 4, maybe a few more. Here's the preparation. Chop up or rip up the dry rolls. Moisten with a 1/2 cup milk in a large ceramic or glass bowl. Mix in the 2 eggs, bread crumbs, pinch of salt and pepper, half the parsley. Lightly coat an iron skillet with the vegetable oil, but not olive oil since this is an Alpine recipe, not Mediterranean. Finally, chop and sauté the onion. Toss into the bowl. Very finely chop up the liver and sauté briefly, say 3 minutes. Drain and pitch into the bowl. Knead, K-N-E-A-D, knead all the ingredients. Pour 4 cups of water into a large soup pot. Toss in the bouillon cubes to create stock. Thin with 1/2 cup additional water if you want to, and begin heating. Wet your hands and start fashioning the mix in a bowl into shape dumplings. Not too large, as a rough measure about the size of elongated golf balls. Allow the dumplings to sit and firm up for about 30 minutes. With the stock simmering, spoon in the dumplings. Cover the pot and lightly simmer for 15 minutes. Spoon the dumplings into individual bowls, pour in the broth, topped with the remaining chopped parsley. Savoring that soup with the resulting contentment should ease your worry about wet boots or any other worries for the moment. Leberknödel Suppe. This has been Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.